Magic 931, Scudder and Maddie.
My heart broke for this guy. Adam from The Bachelorette did not receive a rose, which means he joins me this morning. Hello, Adam.
Hey, how you going?
I'm fantastic. Unfortunately, you had to relive the rose ceremony again, once in real life a few months ago, and then again last night with the rest of us. Was it just as hard to watch as it was for me to watch?
Yeah, definitely bring back all those emotions of that night, and yeah, it was definitely, you know, shed a little tear, I reckon.
When Ellie left your house after meeting the family, who were awesome, by the way, you said there was something that you wished you'd said to her. You almost got it out, in fact.
Yeah, that's something I've definitely struggled with in the past, is, you know, getting my emotions out there, and yeah, I sort of held back a bit, and I just wish I sort of told Ali that, you know, that my feelings for her. But yeah, unfortunately, you know, I'm stuttered, and yeah.
Do you think that would have made a difference, though, looking back now?
Yeah, looking back now, it's obviously, you know, something that Ali was concerned about. Yeah, so it could have made a difference, but you just never know. Like, her connection with Joe and Fraser was pretty strong as well. But yeah, I wish I, you know, put myself out there a bit more.
Yeah, but was it true that you said yourself you've never been in love before?
Yeah. So I've, you know, I've always travelled and worked away and, you know, moved around Australia, and I've never really settled. And I've, yeah, never said those words to a girl yet. And yeah.
Wow. Oh, and also you've never actually introduced a girl to your family either.
No, yeah, because I live away and everything. That was a bit of a strange first meeting to the family. Yeah. I won't forget that anytime soon.
Well, James Weir said online last night that obviously you're hot and smart. He said you're like a Hemsworth brother with a uni degree. Compliment of the century, surely.
That picks my head at the moment. Yeah.
Surely the footage of you last night, shirtless on the beach, boosted those Instagram DMs. Tell me.
I've got a couple DMs, I guess. You know, just a few, but that, yeah.
I wish
it could have been Ali, but...
No, I know. You're back in Perth now, so I guess, you know, you're probably open again for getting back out there on the dating train. But how is Perth? How's it going? Are you allowed to go out and party and meet new people, or is it still pretty locked down over there?
Nah, Perth's been pretty good for the last... Well, you're going to probably hate me saying this, but it's been pretty good for the last 6 months. We've been out partying, having a good time.
Not fair.
Yeah.
Are you allowed to stand up inside a pub and consume alcohol?
Yeah, so we're allowed to have a little boogie on the dance floor as well.
No way. All right, this interview's over. I'm out of here. Thank you so much, Adam. You're a legend, and The Bachelorette continues tonight, 7:30 on Win. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks for that.